new episode of Bad Advice. It is Saturday, 2 o'clock, and as we are every Saturday from 2 to 3, we are here with a new episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. If you want to call the show, you are free to do so. Our number is 800-893-9562. If you're unfamiliar with Bad Advice, I am here with a panel of very funny people who I shall introduce momentarily. We take questions on any subject at all, and we are here to help. Yeah, right. Okay, my guest today, Mr. Sal Rodriguez, very funny man, host of, or co-host of Registered Ear Offenders. Say hello, Sal.
Hello, the Registered Ear Offenders is on Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on SkidRowStudios.com.
Nice. Raul D, I know, right? How efficient was that?
Wow.
Raul D, a very funny man who was supposed to be here last week, but ran into some trouble.
I finally made it today.
Nice. He's been trying for an entire week.
It's
very
black.
Glad he made
traffic
it.
Is
it's
a bitch.
Black.
He
traffic
was driving
is
while Trinidadian.
It's Trinidad time.
It's the traffic. It's traffic's tough. I've been a week late. I know what it's like.
He was driving around in donuts on the downtown area.
Marie was a week late once, but now she loves that.
That's the beauty of living in Los Angeles. You can blame anything on the traffic. You know?
Marie Delpretti over here. Marie, what's the TV show you just did?
It's called Parental Discretion. It's on every night on Nick Mom, which is Nick Jr. after 10 p.m. and also Nick Mom's Night Out, which is my stand-up.
Nice.
And you also want to watch it because she's like one of those hot moms you can have
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely.
So you guys, even if you hate kids, it's just you could just pleasure yourself watching her on that.
I like to call myself not disgusting. That's how I refer to my looks.
Yeah. She's on Nick.
No, you're
uncensored.
Better than that. Actually, I don't even call Gus that.
Have you noticed, by the way, when Vic talks about her, he puts both hands on the microphone? You know, is that
and look at all this Kleenex. Look at all this Kleenex in front of him. What are you even doing, dude?
He's ready.
I sat down and he balled up like all this Kleenex.
No,
like,
this is what my floor looked like. This is what my bedroom floor looked like from 6 years old to 18. Rotating, they would just add crunch. Up Kleenexes. The floor would crunch when you'd walk across.
Nice. That soothing voice you're hearing right now for everyone is Vic Cohen, very funny man, very funny comic and writer. He's a writer for a new show.
Yeah, we just finished this week a huge show. It's going to be on NBC in primetime. It's called Take It All with Howie Mandel. Writer on the show.
I was on a show called Take It All, and Howie was not on it.
Yeah.
That wasn't a show. It was your bedroom.
Also, that's right. And catch me November 4th at the Comedy Store. It's a Sunday. It's
nice.
Coming up.
All right. And then Ken August, host of the weekly wrap-up.
Happy to be here, Sal. I don't have that down pat as well as you do.
I'll help you. It's every Sunday from 4 to 5. All right, let's move on.
Thank you very much.
Again, make sure you like Bad Advice on Facebook. You can catch us here at Skid Row Studios. And again, the number 800-893-9562. On to our first story.
Yeah.
Now, if you have questions or you want to join us talking about a story, give us a call. All right? Here we go. Our first story comes out of England. Apparently, a movie theater in Nottingham had a bit of a mess up. They were supposed to be showing Madagascar. The theater was full of families and kids, and apparently a group of children expecting to see a new animated movie, Madagascar, fled in terror on Saturday when the theater accidentally played one of the goriest horror films of the season. They put on Paranormal Activity.
Excellent.
Nice.
Isn't that awesome?
They need to learn.
Clean up aisle 3.
Yeah, from one of the mothers, they said, they started playing the movie, and I thought, this doesn't look right. She had taken her 8-year-old son Dylan to the screening on Saturday. She said, it's enough to make grown men jump, so you can imagine the terror in these young faces.
A lot more killing than Madagascar 2, apparently.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that there was a porn that played.
No, my mom took me to see Cinderella when I was a kid and Deep Throat came on.
Really? My mom took me to see Cinderfella. And it was a whole different kind of film. And I learned a lot.
It was
that's
Hollywood. It says, the roughly 25 families attending the screening grabbed their children and bolted for the exits. I was only about 2 minutes in worth of the movie, but it was enough to scar them for life.
Oh, yeah, that's a lawsuit.
Really think so? The first 2 minutes scarred them for life?
That's a lawsuit. No.
If the first 2 minutes of Paranormal Activity are that horrific, I got to see this shit.
I will tell you this. Out of every kid that was in that theater, everyone that doesn't turn out to be great, the parents go back, kid was great. Kid was on the path. And yeah. then fucking Madagascar 3.
Yeah, now he's
I
an
think
alcoholic.
That's Madagascar 3 is enough to damage a kid for life. Why is like paranormal like thing?
I don't even think this is a big deal. I don't even know why we're talking about it.
Says the man.
I mean, people make mistakes. People make mistakes.
Look at him.
Are they suing?
There's veins bulging.
No, I'm getting upset because I mean, it's.
Oh,
like,
it's
no,
early. First head. Question.
So critical. I mean, it's like the theater made a mistake. We make mistakes. We all do. And it's like, let's just fucking move on.
Oh,
let me tell you something. Sesame Street is more frightening than paranormal. I'm sorry. Elmo is frightening.
You know, life is more scary than anything.
Yeah.
Forget about that.
But life in 3D, though. You're missing the 3D part. You had corpses flying at children. That's good shit.
I never watched Paranormal. I don't even know what it's about. I guess it's supposed to be scary.
Well, there's one part that I did.
You're quite a film critic, my man.
I don't know what that movie is, but I don't approve.
I did see one part of Paranormal where, like, the wife or the woman is standing over her husband in a time lapse of 5 hours, and I'm like, why is that paranormal? She's like, waiting to choke him out.
Like, it's, I don't think it's scary.
That's a normal night at the Del Prete household.
It's how it works. You know?
I don't go to scary movies because life is scary enough. I mean, it's just I'm terrified all the time.
I love scary movies.
God, go away.
I hate Madagascar, but I love scary movies. I'd be in there just cheering. In fact, I would take my kid.
They should use it as a new ad. They should be like, you know, good enough to scar you for life.
Yeah, that would be a good one. That's good nice. Ad for Paranormal Activity.
And Nick is right. People make mistakes. The kids got to deal with mistakes.
Right. Hey, it's a life lesson.
Exactly. Life lesson.
So my advice is for the parents. Fucking get over it.
Well, yeah, my advice also for the parents.
We have turned into such a
you make your kids sit there and watch and go, you don't always get what you expect and you learn to adjust.
Right. Life is like a box of horrific chocolates.
I paid $7.50 for this, you son of a bitch. Sit down
You're
and enjoy it.
You're not going anywhere.
Vic had to sit through Cinderfella. You can watch this.
We are all such good parents.
It was a pleasure. I enjoyed it. There is really a film called Cinderfella.
I got no doubts.
Jerry Lewis.
No, this is no Jerry Lewis. Trust me, there's no lady.
There's no lady in this movie.
We rented a porno at 13 called Cinderella.
And really?
Yeah, it was awesome. Really? Like, we got it from the video store.
Who's we? You and your parents? What are you talking about?
My girlfriends. And because nobody was home. And so we watched Cinderella, you know, and we saw all these penises flapping on the screen. And her father comes home.
Hello.
We literally run to shut off the video. And I ran on the couch to make like I was like not doing anything. And I sat on my fingers backwards and broke all my fingers.
Wait, hang on. Wait, slow down. You sat on your fingers? What?
I sat on my
fingers.
Was
that during the film or after?
It was like trying to shut it off because Gaetano, like this crazy Italian man, was coming up the steps and I was like, oh my God.
So I don't know which part of this story freaks me out more. The fact that you broke multiple fingers watching a porno or the fact that you were watching something with flapping penises?
So they're right. Porn is bad for you.
No, they do. What kind of
burn porn
are
you watching?
We talk about porn.
Cinderella.
You know what bothers me about porns the most? If I'm watching a porn and these guys are getting paid to fuck.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Let me just tell you something. I don't like when they're flapping around and flaccid. They have one job, you have to drill that chick. And if you don't come prepared, then you shouldn't even be in the business.
You're
I don't want to wait 5 minutes while the guy's waiting.
Flaccid guys, what kind of porn?
No,
that's not true. Porn.
Yeah,
it's
Vic wants penis before, so Vic, we were just like, well, penis.
I'll tell you, if I came home and found 13-year-old girls watching porn in my apartment, I think I'd be okay with this.
All right, we're going to move on because things are taking a nasty, nasty
move
turn.
On before Sal gets arrested.
Our Megan's next story, this one I love. This one says, when Milan Marinkovic's wife, Milena, died just 3 years ago, she left a very personal request for him.
You have a beautiful accent, by the way.
Thank you. She wanted a stonemason to engrave a replica of her private parts on her tombstone.
Mm. I would try and fuck that.
I think they would cease to be private at that point in time,
well,
but fair enough.
It says the public display of her privates was simple. She wanted to ensure that Marinkovic, a resident of Belgrade, Serbia, never looked at another woman. She said, I don't want you chasing other women. This way you will always remember me.
That was how she explained
her request.
She doesn't understand men.
Vic just signed up for masonry school.
Apparently making the request was one thing, but fulfilling it was another. Said, including this, the husband... who, including photos of her sex organs to ensure complete accuracy, he had a hard time finding a stonecutter who was willing to do the request. Most of them felt that the request, as they put it, was blasphemous. He said, despite the struggle, he recently found a mason who was willing to do the tombstone, and the results are now on display at the cemetery. Now, here's where it gets fun. It says, now that it's finished, he loves it, and it's a really good likeness. He said, this way, a part of her will always be with me. Now, although people have seen Milan's labia likeness, most people can't tell what it is. He said that his brother-in-law asked, quote, why the bird on the tombstone had such a large beak.
What is this, a Georgie O'Keefe painting?
Well, I was going to say, what kind of vagina is that? You thought it was a large bird with a giant beak.
And he thinks it has great likeness.
Yes.
That's great.
Why don't they just do a mold like they do in special effects movies where they put the mold in there, you know, the cast?
Jenna Jameson did that.
Yeah, a cast of a vagina.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't know how this is supposed to...
First of all, they didn't make it until she was dead, and so that's kind of...
It was a jacked up bat.
But I don't know how this is supposed to stop this guy from looking at other women anyway, unless the tombstone is tied around his penis. How is this going to stop him from looking at other women?
First of all, this woman's a moron, okay?
Because she's dead. She was a moron.
She was a moron. Okay. She doesn't understand men. You know, we like to look at... Yes, we do love the vagina, but we like the real thing. I guarantee once this old lady bit the dust, he was out there cruising. He's not going to go back to some stone and look at her...
What if it's a scratch and sniff stone? What if
no, Vicky would be the first one in the cemetery. Like,
no, let me tell you,
tombstone licking.
If I'm with a woman,
you would be out there licking stones.
Let's say Marie and I, at one point, we were married. Okay,
yeah.
And God forbid you were really ill. What I would want as a memento would be your dirty panties.
Oh,
something
sure,
like
right.
that. Like
at least I'll give you them now if you want them.
Wow.
Let me say the things that turned out horribly for Marie in this story. By the way,
he already married you, and you're already dead in like 30 seconds.
She got married, gravely ill, and had to give up her panties.
Well, dirty panties are a turn on to a guy. You know, the smell of the beautiful aroma of the flower. That's very nice.
The flower.
But a stone is nothing.
That's what we should sell at Barney's, New York. It should be dirty vag panties.
They sell those in Japan.
Actually, yes, he's right about that.
Have you heard of this thing called the internet? Have you heard of that? I'm pretty sure you want some. We can find you some.
Well, in Bulgaria, they probably don't have the internet, right? Isn't this where this is? Where, these stories, Serbia? I love these stories.
What do you mean in Bulgaria, they don't have the internet?
Belgrade, Serbia, yes, they have the internet.
Everybody has internet.
Where do you think you get half of the mail order brides from?
Exactly. That's true.
But you know what? In Africa, in the tribes, they don't have the internet.
They don't have panties.
No.
Belgrade
they have
is
sneakers, though. Computers. They have a lot of sneakers.
I believe Belgrade is leading the world currently.
They don't have computers.
They don't have pews?
In vaginal tombstones, I believe.
Is that what you said?
Do you guys know the future of tombstones? They're putting the QR codes on the tombstone so you can walk by with your phone and click on the QR code and see a video of the person in the grave.
Really?
So imagine how this will be when you do your phone like on the QR vagina. Code of the vagina, and then her real vagina pops up on your phone. That'll be awesome.
I gotta say this.
Is she old? Is she?
Yeah, it doesn't say how old was she.
Old vagina?
Either way, her vagina looked like a large bird, apparently. So
Raul wants young vagina
I
on tombstones.
I love vagina that has a lot of activity like that. You know, where it could look
paranormal
like a
bee activity?
Or, like where there's like a lot of skin and stuff.
There's a lot of skin? You like a cloud vagina where you can be
like,
oh,
exactly. I like a vagina that goes
like a shapeshifter vagina.
I like it where it does look like a chicken's neck. Like there's just lots of stuff for me.
You know, Vic, you know what I hate about porn? You know what I hate about porn is when a woman shows up in a porn and her lips are flapping around flaccid.
No, I love that.
I hate that.
I don't like that.
I like everything
on.
Tucked up in there.
Well, it's, you know what? We don't tuck, okay? You guys tuck. We don't tuck.
I like a girl who has to tuck.
You've worked what?
I like when there's a lot there. It's like eating, you know, there's something to chew on.
He wants like a flaming bird down there. He wants
something to chew on.
What the hell?
You know? Yeah. You spend hours telling us how good you are with your face down there, and apparently
you're Chud.
No, I'm actually very good.
Do you know the movie turkeys. Chud, Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers? Well,
I like when there's stuff. You know, I don't like it being like it's like a hole in the wall.
It's
you know,
not a chew toy. What is the matter with you?
I like it to be where you can put it between your teeth. It's like a meal.
It sounds painful.
Vic, have a piece of gum. I've got a piece of gum here for you.
I have a rubber chicken you can totally rape if you want.
As a kid, I did
fuck chicken ever. I call it Mr. Clucky. He's huge.
As a kid, I did fuck a chicken breast.
I'm waiting for it, Vic. Everyone's done it. Here we go.
A living chicken breast.
No, because I want to know what a vagina feels like. Everyone does that.
Not everyone risks salmonella on their penis.
You can't get penis salmonella. That penis has been everywhere. It's so alive and well.
Not everybody does that, but to Vic's defense, if people would have thought of it, a lot more people would have done that.
And
does it work?
It did. It felt nice.
Until you
I've heard
got
of doing it with a slab of liver.
Was it raw or cooked?
No, it was raw. It was like a vagina.
How is that like?
What are you talking about? Everything now not cooked is like a vagina?
No, yeah. Raw meat. A vagina is like raw meat, pretty much. You know, I mean, it has the same consistency.
Are you feeling flattered right now, Marie?
I feel so honored that it's called meat flaps now. It's just flapping meat.
I'm just telling you, as a kid.
It's like four or five penises just flapping together.
When you're a little boy and you don't know any better, okay, I'm a grown man at 40, but you know.
Says the man grabbing all the tissues.
Last week. Yeah. I mean, you got to, let's clarify.
Oh, my God.
You know, when you're desperate, you do things that, you know, you just do what you
chew on a vagina? Is that what you're saying?
Now, that's, you know what, I'm a great lover and women love that.
Yeah, there's nobody.
As he looks at Marie.
Marie, I am so hot right now. I am turned on.
I don't blame you.
I myself, the idea of what's down there. I don't know. I want her at the break.
I want to stand over a mirror and just go meat shopping.
I don't think I'm ever going to be able to watch Vic eat again. No, I'm sure that can't happen.
I like when there's a lot down there.
Vic types into Craigslist chewables.
Hey, Vic, you know who else has a lot down there? Are men.
Men. You can chew on a man all you want.
Totally, chew on their foreskin.
You can circumcise a man yourself.
No, I like when there's. I like the lippy things. I don't need testicles and the whole thing.
Why don't you just chew on some gummy bears or something? I don't know. What the hell's going on?
Too small. There was this one girl I loved. She had very beautiful, lots of lips, and she tasted like Taco Bell. And I loved it.
Her name was Boston Fish Market.
Every time I eat Taco Bell, I think of her.
Now I can no longer eat Taco Bell either.
There goes Taco Bell.
No.
All right.
I would want my butt put on a tombstone for my husband, I think.
Your ass?
Yeah,
my butt. He loves that ass?
He likes the butt.
You know what, though? It shouldn't just be a picture. It should be a replica. That way, he can save gas and just park a bicycle.
He can also put the plant in there,
too.
You put the flowers. Nice. Each time he visits your grave, you put the flower in your ass.
Right in there.
And if you're going to have a picnic, it's a nice little place to rest your head.
It's like a purse.
Yeah.
My advice is to the stonecutter. You do whatever the hell your customers want, okay? You do whatever they want.
Yeah, apparently he did. All right, next story. This is about a woman named Alicia Richman. Mm. Who won a Guinness Book of World Record title. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
She won the record for most breast milk donated.
Wow, I love that.
Alicia Richman of Granbury, Texas has been declared the new Guinness World Record holder for the most breast milk donated.
Mm.
This 28-year-old mother of one donated, get this, 694 pounds of breast milk.
Holy cow.
Pounds?
Seriously.
What about gallons? What do you mean pounds?
That's a lot.
What is it, cheese? She turned it into cheese?
11,000. I'm not good with the metric thing or the conversion, but it's
87 gallons.
It's 11,115 ounces, which translates into 694 pounds. Oh, no, they do say, by volume, that's 87 gallons.
Wow. Where is she and how can I meet her?
Vic wants to milk her.
Can you imagine how much Vic would chew on this woman's breast?
I really want to. I would never have been with a pregnant lactating woman, but I'm dying to.
Okay. Would you let her squirt your face?
Of course.
It just happens.
Obviously.
It happens.
Why do I even bother asking?
Everybody gets squirted.
Everybody?
God, I love
the neighbor's
so much.
Postman.
Mark it down. It took her 20 minutes. I love her so much.
Okay, here we go. It says, this woman told CBS that she gave birth in March and she began pumping and storing her milk. And then she quickly realized she was just producing much more than her son could consume. Wow. If only Vic had been her child.
Her son's like Andre the Giant.
She then said, when two freezers were chock full of pumped milk, she contacted the Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas.
Yeah.
It's a nonprofit organization that collects breast milk donations for critically ill and premature infants.
Oh.
And
guys
men.
Like me. Vic's starting a nonprofit group right now.
Her donations have fed hundreds and more likely thousands of babies across the United States.
Wow. God bless her.
And she now has
thousands of
milk,
babies and one 40-year-old named Vic Cohen.
Vic poses as a baby.
You know one thing about this woman. She is a monster.
She is a monster, but I bet you her boobs look like two friggin' slabs.
Oh, yeah. Tires.
Who is that? Who's the cartoon, the baby Herman with the cigar in his mouth and just a little bonnet on his head? I can see Vic showing up at the door with a cigar in his mouth going, hey, put a slab over here.
Here's a little picture of her.
I am a great lover.
This girl is gorgeous.
Let me see her.
Gorgeous.
Let me see her.
She looks like a really hot Britney Spears.
Aw, it's like strawberry milk.
Oops, I did it again.
Oh, there's no way that's this girl. She is so hot. She is so hot.
Mm-hmm. There is a milk moat around her house right now.
Hold on one second. I think she's lovely.
She's cute.
We're going to need more tissues Vic. For Vic over here. There's only one photo, dude.
Come on, Vic.
You don't have to fucking study it. Pass sound. It on, man.
I'm taking it in.
This is what... Oh, she does look like Brady. Oh, I'm squirting more milk. Oh.
I love it's, that.
Oops, it happened again.
Oh. I love
Let
it.
Me see. Come on, why is everybody studying the picture? Let me see
all right,
that
we're
shit.
We're going to move on while these guys look at the picture.
She's actually quite attractive.
My advice is that kid should literally suck it up and start eating more.
Well, you know, Selma Hayek donated her breast milk, but she did it on tap.
Just her breasts.
No, not just the
on
milk.
Tap.
On tap.
Can you, like,
so she donated her breast, essentially.
Basically, and another baby breastfed on her that was from a mother that could not produce.
She's Mexican. I could probably get an in with her.
If you go to like a sperm bank, you can choose like whose sperm you want, you know, because you can look like a history. Yeah. Can you choose like
I don't think so.
Who's breast milk? Because I would totally
really
suck
pure.
Up some Salma
it's
Hayek.
It's pure. I mean, you know. Yeah, you could.
You notice that she looks all happy, the baby looks all pissed. Right, the baby's like, what the fuck are you doing? That's mine.
The baby looks hungry, actually.
Yeah, the baby.
Is she married? You notice there's no mention of a man in that at all.
The guy's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm pissed.
The guy's passed out on the couch from drinking too much milk.
I know. He probably drank a gallon, ran in the sun, and had a heart attack.
My guess is that generally speaking, and I think we'd all agree, too much of a good thing becomes bad. And I would imagine that after a while, like a woman who we were saying, when she makes love and there's a lot of, let's say, love juice. I'll just put it in a nice
that's a nice
a fountain.
Thank you, Vic.
Once or twice, it's nice, but after a while, it might be too much. I think that might be the problem here.
Yeah.
By the way, our new sound engineer, Dave, is like, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Yeah. He's like,
love juice is the term of the show, by the way. Love juice is the magic term.
Well, I don't want to say squirter.
Well, I just think
you
that...
Just
well, you just
said
did.
I just nice wonder, mirror. Like, when it first started happening, you know, like, you got the magician that keeps pulling the handkerchiefs out of his mouth. It's like, is it ever going to end? It's like, you think, like, that's what's happening with the milk? It's like... It just keeps coming.
Well, it's like a constant stream.
Like, at what point do you start thinking I should call the Guinness Book of World Records because of the amount of milk first coming out of my breast?
The guy panics. He wakes up. He picks up the woman. He puts her in a bucket because she keeps
No, what gets me is that if this is a Guinness Book of World Records, that means it's probably a second place, a third place. It's a whole global competition going on. Yeah. Vic, what the fuck are we doing here, man? We need to be Guinness Book of World Records judges.
Well, here's my question, and Marie's the only one here who's properly breastfed.
Actually done it?
So, yeah. So, I'm just curious, because this has always been fascinating
properly?
To me. If you're breastfeeding your child, sometimes you're going to get really horny from it. So how do you handle that? Like, have you ever masturbated while breastfeeding?
Oh,
it's
my
a fair
God.
Question.
Whoa, no personal questions.
Hold on. Don't judge.
Wow.
Don't judge.
Too late. I've judged you.
I'm going to take this question.
It is a valid question.
She's gotten aroused.
There is a condition of women getting turned on breastfeeding, yes.
Okay. That was not the case because it hurts because when those
That's
little,
what I would think.
Yeah. It's not a turn on, actually.
So your kids are not hot.
Do babies have like puppy teeth?
The baby, well, when I didn't have...
I think Vic has the puppy teeth.
He didn't breastfeed when he had teeth. He was all gums. And let me tell you something. When they lock down, it's just like, it's like somebody doing it to your balls, okay?
Says the man that wants to chew on a chicken neck.
What's the downside?
The downside is like a couple of times I wake up and I was drenched with the sticky milk because it would just come
that's
out
so
whenever.
Hot. That's so hot.
When you said that,
helping.
That
come
second
sit
part,
next to me.
He heard that.
Next to me.
This little gnome baby right next to me is getting all turned on.
I think it sounds lovely. So you've been turned on, you said, while you've been doing it.
No, I have not.
She said no, Vic.
Yeah. Others have been turned on, but not me. No.
Some do.
Okay, next story here.
It wasn't me.
This one is just disturbing. A New Mexico family was outraged to receive their dead relative's brain in a bag.
Oh, shit.
The brain was inside a plastic bag labeled brain.
That's good.
Which was good. Yeah, they did that well. Which was shipped in a container filled with the deceased person's effects. The family, who has not yet been identified, says a foul odor coming from the container led them to discover the allegedly misplaced brain.
Vic, can I just ask you, when you were a young boy experimenting, did you ever fuck a brain?
No.
It's very flappy, very meaty.
It's, now here it says,
never
the family, apparently you could not, they wanted to sue, but they couldn't sue the business that prepared the relative's body. Apparently, they said the court said that the out-of-state funeral home did not have enough contact with the New Mexico, where the brain was, to be sued there. Like, they just did what they were supposed to do. It says the relative in question was a woman killed in a car accident. And then a place called Sereni Care prepared the woman's body and personal effects and shipped them to New Mexico. And the family picked up the bag of personal effects from the funeral home in New Mexico. So it got shipped from Utah to New Mexico. It says SerenaCare has stated that the shipping of a brain separate from the body is standard industry practice.
Yes, that's right.
When the head is severely damaged. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not.
Yeah, this is very common.
If the brain, no, it is. It,
Dr. Vic, your explanation of this?
If the brain is abnormal, it is normal.
Why do you take it out of the head?
If the head's damaged, they ship the brain separately?
Well, here's the thing is, if you can fit the brain into the box, then you can ship it anywhere in the country for $5.
if it fits, it ships.
That's it. So you're fine.
Oh, my God. This
How
is
upset
too
would you be, though, if you get a box, and it's like, this is my dead mother's personal belongings that were with her when she died. It's like...
And a brain.
What's
and
also, that?
You get to know what she was thinking when she died, perhaps. Is that
or if it's a small brain, you go, you know,
she's an idiot.
Yeah. You know what? This is like, if the mothers of that movie got a brain, then they should complain. But like, you know, they just got a bad movie, you know. This is pretty awful.
Places make mistakes. Give them a break.
Really?
And on that brain was Paranormal 4.
No, sometimes there are mix-ups.
My advice is to all funeral homes everywhere. If you have a brain just... there, hold on to it.
Yeah, personal
you don't need
effects.
To ship that. Yeah,
you talk about personal effects. You can't be anymore.
No, what if the family
if
wallet,
in the purse?
Wallet, some car registration, the brain, put it all in.
An iPod, you know, nice. Something
foreskin.
Like that.
What if you don't send the brain? The family opens up the personal effects, be like, where the fuck's the brain?
Well, they'd have to open up the casket and be like, where the hell's the brain?
If anything, the husband would be like, send the vagina.
That would be that one guy.
You could just staple it to the tombstone.
Especially the needy and thick.
Right? Send me my flaps.
Put the brain on the tombstone. That's a better way.
I don't understand this. I mean, wouldn't you pick up the phone and say, I have a brain here. Do you want us to ship it?
Exactly. Ask first.
It's so hard to find good help.
And what about the shipping invoice? Didn't you have to fill that out, like contents of the box? Does no one look when you wrote brain?
Well, it's not less than $100. I mean, you don't...
No, but it said... Right?
Would you like to insure this, sir? Like, no, I don't really give a fuck if it gets there or not.
It was labeled brain.
And you know the brain was in a million pieces the way they deliver things. You know, it's just kicked out.
I didn't think because...
Was it wrapped in any kind of bubble wrap?
My dog, anytime the UPS guy throws a box over the fence, my dog rips it open because she wants to eat what's inside.
Oh,
I don't need my dog getting mad mama brain disease.
God.
People are so uptight.
Oh my gosh, Vic.
It's just a brain. It was a mix up. You know, it's a hard economy.
Well,
people.
It depends. If she went to like dinner and they mailed back the brain, then that's a problem. But if it's that she was dead already,
this whole story
like,
is such
she
bullshit.
But why did Vic say it's a bad economy? What does that have to do with the brain?
Because I blame that on a lot of stories.
Fucking Obama.
It's Obama's fault.
Vagina on tombstone. What a bad economy.
I just blame everything on the economy.
I know. All right, one more story, then we're going to go to questions. This one is also kind of weird. Apparently, a student nurse in Brazil has been charged with involuntary manslaughter after allegedly injecting a patient with coffee rather than a blood drip. Rianne Moreira, she's got three names, I'm sorry. Rianne Moreira Telles, 23, had been working in a Rio de Janeiro clinic for only 3 days when the incident occurred.
She was formerly employed at Starbucks.
Yeah. What she said was, anyone can get confused.
Yeah.
She pointed out...
Hey, it's the economy.
Yeah.
It is.
She pointed Brazil's out economy. That the blood drip and a feed drip filled with coffee and milk mixture were right next to each other.
Yeah, it can happen.
She also noted that she had not received training in this particular procedure.
Who put the stirrer in the blood? Did that happen? That wasn't said anywhere?
I said no cream.
The patient, 80-year-old Palmarina Perez Ribeiro, died last week, hours after the mix-up.
Oh, my God.
She Two died. Nurses... and another student at the clinic have all been indicted for manslaughter. Mm. Now, check this out. It says a similar incident occurred at the same place in September when a nursing technician allegedly injected a patient with soup.
Yeah, I heard
Oh, my God.
That sounds delicious.
Did she send the brain? Is this the woman that sent the brain?
This is the woman that needed the brain.
I have a defense for the lady. There's such a thing as coffee enemas.
Yes.
And so she
I heard about that. I tried one. It was too sweet.
No, it's good. Nice.
Vic, Marie's done a coffee enema.
I have. It's a good detox. It's a good detox.
You had a coffee enema?
Yeah. I've done it to myself.
Was it decaf or regular?
No, it was regular. It was organic.
Was it hot? Was it hot or iced coffee?
No, it was cold. I mean, room temperature. Really? You mix it with water. Nice.
Yeah. Was your ass? Nice.
Did you use a straw?
Your ass have a butt?
Is there a straw?
There's no straw. It's just used.
There is when I tell the story. There was a straw. I don't care what the fuck you did.
I did a cleanse. I did a cleanse, and it was part of the cleanse. I have to follow instructions.
I don't even remember the story.
I found it online. I tell the story. Marie's like, yeah, I've done that.
I would stick coffee on my ass.
Seriously, there is almost no story I can tell between Vic and Marie, everybody's done it.
85% of your stories, either Vic has fucked it or Marie had it in her ass.
And then now we wonder where all these teenagers are butt chugging now. It's from Marie and Vic.
I have not put things in my butt. That was the only thing. It was very organic and good.
I love when everything...
Wait, Marie, she did it at
Whole Foods.
Was it free trade coffee? Because that's what I want to know.
Well, organic is usually free trade.
Okay, because that's what's important.
Now, based on every sitcom I've ever seen, by the way, somebody therefore had to drink the bottle of blood. I'm pretty sure that had to happen.
I've been watching Raw. Are you just scared to speak up over there?
I couldn't hear for the last 10 minutes.
What?
Oh. And I was like, oh, it's back on again. Hey.
Nice, hey.
Have you been doing too much wrong,
Judge? Didn't you say the guy was 80? He's going to die anyway, right? I mean.
Yeah.
That's you.
Turn
his headset back off.
Somebody laughed to him.
No, here's the thing. Every 80-year-old, I've worked in a lot of restaurants, and every 80-year-old, you know that what this person was more pissed about than anything is that it wasn't decaf.
And it wasn't hot.
Yeah, it wasn't hot enough, and it wasn't decaf.
Strong enough.
Listen, there's been a theme in tonight or today, and it's just that people make mistakes.
I'll tell you know what?
Show.
That's the last time I sent a relative to Our Lady of Coffee Bean Hospital.
All right, we got our questions. Now, if you have a question you would like our help with, because you can see how helpful we are, please do call us at 800-893-9562.
Yes.
Our first question today.
Yes.
This one comes from someone named Carl. Carl wrote in and said, an attractive woman in my building wants to have an affair. She says her marriage is a mess and that her husband is cheating on her. I don't even know him. Should I do it?
No.
Signed, Marie Delpretti's neighbor.
I wouldn't, because it's too close to home. You know, I wouldn't. If I was him, I wouldn't do it. Don't shit where you eat. You know what I mean? Like, you live there.
Unless you're homeless.
You're talking about don't shit where you eat. Aren't you the one to talk about the coffee enema?
They don't eat that.
You drink.
God, I'm
well, like, don't do drink where you. Don't shit where you drink. She didn't say that.
Exactly.
No, there's two things against this person. One is the person's married. That's a negative. The other thing is don't shit what you eat. That's a negative. But if I learned anything in fifth grade math, two negatives make a positive, so you should have sex.
Absolutely do it then.
Move out of the complex, and then if you feel like, you know.
Really? Whatever. So this guy has to move just so he can tear off a little piece?
I don't know.
What Carl should do? He should go to a cemetery and look for vaginas chiseled into it.
You better hit this
and
woman.
Just masturbate on it.
You better hook up with this woman before Vic gets in here and chews on it.
Does she have a rubber chicken?
Vic will give you a piece of chicken.
I don't even know what the question is.
He wants
I don't know
to
what the question
know
is, can I fuck it?
If he should have this affair with this
is
woman.
Is he married?
No.
He's not.
She's married.
I think Carl's pathetic.
What,
Carl,
he's been using his headphones?
Carl, listen. You know, there are millions of women. Okay, get a fucking life.
If there's millions of women, who's not getting laid right now? I'm not. Anybody else here?
I've been in a relationship for 8 years. I am not getting laid.
Right. I could get laid in the next hour if I wanted to, but I keep turning Marie down.
It's not flappy enough.
I don't know. I have a rubber chicken, though.
I'd love to see it.
You can hit that.
I can see you guys getting into something really weird and kinky, like put a red nose on Marie and she'd be like Flappy the Clown.
She'd be game for anything. I could tell.
I got a hot pot
of coffee in my car.
Right now, her ass is caffeinated up to no end.
Oh, seriously.
I have really good colon, haters.
No, Marie is one of these girls. Marie's one of these ladies.
It's so clean, it whistles when she walks.
Now, Marie's up for anything. I can tell that. She is a deep down, dirty.
That's why we love her.
Deep.
I wish I was. I talk a big game.
She's
but
a big
I'm
role
kind of
player.
A
she gets into really
Your
kinky.
Ass drinks coffee. You talking about you talk
That's
a big
natural.
Game.
Natural. You put a tube in there and you slowly drip it in.
That's totally natural. Ancient Cro-Magnon used to do that.
Does your husband ever say, all I've got to say to you is, it's natural. It's natural. I'm sticking my dick in your ass.
No,
it's natural. My dick is organic.
No entry.
Vic wants to dip his dick in coffee. Then put
no entry unless
no
it's entry. A latte?
No,
what do you mean
away.
No entry?
No, right. No entry. Don't touch. No touchy.
We're nice. Now we can get racist too.
Nice.
Because everyone who says no to anal sex is oddly Chinese.
Yeah, well, now it's a sideways anus. That's nice.
We need to have Raw talk because we're all going to get into serious shit. We don't.
I think he should hit that.
I agree. I was about to say Raw's too nice. No, he's not.
No, I tend to agree.
If you want to be killed, you go for it.
No, we live in the age of convenience. You know, Amazon.com is going to start same-day delivery. This guy can get laid right next door. Fucking do it.
Laid and then killed by the husband. Right. All within one day. That's nice.
Only if the husband finds out.
The husband will find out because it's just too close.
Yeah.
Too close. No, but you don't suspect those around you.
Then, Carl, here's what you do. Go to the building next door and look for somebody.
Our second question, I just like this guy's name.
You'll love this one. The question, my girlfriend is bulimic. The last time she puked, she asked me to hold her hair back.
Oh,
am I nuts or is she crazy?
Vic is getting a hard on right now.
This comes to us from Shep in Raleigh.
Shep. What a Shep.
That's awesome. I'm always about supporting your lover.
I disagree.
Or just don't spend a lot of money on food.
I'm not saying in general, I'm disagreeing about supporting a lover, but I'll let you guys go first.
He's an enabler. I mean, like, he probably likes her that skinny, so he's just like, honey, I'll hold your hair, vomit up that whole steak.
Well, that's just it. If it's keeping your wife hot, I'd say it's fine.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And don't spend a lot of money on expensive meals. You're good. No.
What's that?
I said hot while she vomits.
You don't want to fuck her while she's vomiting.
No, get her a hair tie, does work. Come back in 10 minutes.
I would say don't feed her and you'll save money. And this way you don't have to watch the vomit, hold the hair, and waste all that cash.
They need to eat. They need to binge and purge, so they need to be eating.
Right, but if they're throwing up Jack in a box, you're not losing that much cash.
Listen, I made a mistake. I'm single, ladies. And I have somehow.
Once again on this show, I am shocked.
The phone lines are off the chain.
No, but I always end up, and I don't know why this is, but I always end up finding myself with women who have eating disorders. And
really?
Yeah, and I actually
because when they see you, they throw up, is that why?
No, really? You don't know why this is?
No.
Okay.
I'm always relieved that the reason they're throwing up isn't because of me.
No, fair enough.
Go ahead.
No, but I made a mistake of taking one to a soup plantation. And, you know, that's an all-you-can-eat thing, and it's... And
she's still there.
It's a mess.
She's still there.
Okay, she didn't have an eating disorder. She had, like, a virus from that place. vomiting up.
I had a roommate when I lived in the Bay Area, and she was a chef, and she was bulimic, which I just thought maybe she just didn't like her own cooking, but...
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like, no, she was a bulimic... Like, you know when you're with one, because they'll go into the bathroom, the shower will run, and they come out completely dry, you know?
They smell sour, too.
Yes, and the teeth rot, but, I mean, that's... But
I don't know.
Also, there's vomit coming out of their face a lot. I think that's
a good sign.
But
you do save money on a gym membership.
That's nice.
Well, I can tell you this. The girl who tasted like Taco Bell, I think, was bulimic. And it suited her.
That would be why she tasted like Taco Bell, by the way.
I don't know.
That's what Taco Bell tastes like.
Well, I think then the final advice for Shep is, Shep, listen, I'll be like Vic today. Shep, this is your woman. You have to support her and just be glad you have a thin woman.
Yeah, or just if you don't like holding her hair back, get her like one of those, what do you call them? The
scrunchie.
Yeah, get her a scrunchie.
A scrunchie or a banana
cap. Oh, not a leash.
Get her a scrunchie.
I hate both.
In all seriousness, though, bulimia is a very serious problem. And any ladies out there are having troubles with that, I am single.
And Vic has experience with this.
He has a public service announcement for himself.
This is what I think of bulimics. I think that I feel like some African starving person is going to be like, you mean you starve yourself on purpose?
They're going to be like, you threw that good food up. I'll eat it.
You're from Africa? Are you from Africa?
No, I'm just...
That's racist.
He's from Trinidad.
That's racist.
He has some kind of accent.
Such an asshole.
Such a racist.
Seriously.
I asked him where he was from last two weeks ago.
He's
from Trinidad.
I was doing the accent for effect.
Oh, it was good.
He thought it was his real accent.
I did. You can ask him if he's Jewish in a couple of minutes.
That is a good point, though.
What is
starving person? Wait a minute. I don't have food and you refuse to hold it down. That's gotta be, that's it. Them has to be like, what the hell is wrong with
this?
I
want to say something. Bulimia is a very serious problem, ladies. And if you do have this problem, and joking aside, I want you to get help.
Yes.
That
we
is
all
absolutely
do.
At VicCohen.com.
Yeah, that's actually a wonderful website.
It has all the resources to help women that
vomit.
This
is America, and there's plenty of fat people that will eat that food and keep it down. All right, now, next question.
Yes.
This one comes from a guy named Tom. Tom wrote and said, my wife rather often uses my toothbrush. She says it's no big deal. I think it's gross, and I hate it. Barf. I don't want to fight over it, but I really wish she wouldn't do that.
Ugh, okay, check this out.
Any suggestions?
Check it out. It's a true story. I once was hooking up with this woman years ago. I spent the night at her house, forgot my toothbrush. The next morning, I go, oh, I forgot my toothbrush. And she says, just use mine. I go, that's gross. And she goes, you had your tongue in my ass last night.
I have had that exact same conversation. Yeah.
Yes, but then you wouldn't just say, you know what, I'll just brush my teeth with my tongue. You wouldn't do that. So I don't want to use her fucking toothbrush. Okay. Your girlfriend's disgusting.
So you're saying that you would stick your tongue in your girlfriend's ass but not use her toothbrush?
Yes. Yes, without even thinking twice. I would stick my tongue in Marie's ass, but I'm not going to use her toothbrush.
Well, mine, you know, is clean.
Well, I just figured I wanted the coffee.
Not the toothbrush.
Because I do coffee.
You would be caffeinated after sticking
that's
your
tongue. That's the only reason I was going in.
Gus just needs something to help him wake up.
I don't get the whole ass-licking thing.
If you're sticking your tongue in someone's ass, you really do need a separate toothbrush.
That's what I'm saying.
And you need, like, one of those things they scrub you with, the iodine at the hospital for your mouth.
I do. I get that once a week anyway, actually. It helps.
So, there's so much bacteria down there. And even on toothbrushes, I don't know. I'm a germaphobe. I could not use
someone else's toothbrush.
No.
Now, I had that same conversation, though, that Sal had. Now, we were out to dinner. We had just had sex. I think I told this story. We had just had sex for the first time. And we were out at dinner afterwards. And she reached over and, like, just with her chopsticks, took food off my plate and just ate some.
That's forward. Did you punch her in the face?
I didn't, because we were at a restaurant. At home, might have been different, but no. So she took the food, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry, is that okay? And before I could answer, she goes, I did just have your dick in my mouth.
Wow.
She said that?
Yeah, and I realized, okay, if that's the second sentence, the first one automatically gets a pass.
Yeah.
She's a pig. What a disgusting thing to say on a date. Jesus.
Wait, hold on.
Are you kidding? That was one of my greatest moments ever.
Raul's like, now hold on a second.
Yeah, what's the name?
Sounds like a very nice girl I'll bring home to mother.
Yeah.
Did you propose before dessert?
No, she was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Should have been right after the phrase, I just had your dick in my mouth. The next phrase should be, and I will have it again. Yes.
And were you surprised she was crazy if she blew you before you even made it to dinner, by the way?
That was the first date, right?
Yeah, first date.
Was this
date
in the parking lot?
Can't wait to find out.
This is no comment on how she looked, but I do not look a gift horse in the mouth.
It was a Tory spelling.
You guys see what you get?
Nice.
You guys see
sorry,
the rewards
Jessica
you
Parker.
Get?
Yeah, exactly.
This is the reward when you promise women Arby's, you see?
Are you still talking about the toothbrush? I had to leave for a second. I had to go to the bathroom.
He had to go purge.
And my eyes are tearing. You ever have to pee so bad you're crying? I was crying in there.
Aww.
I'm just glad there wasn't a cornfield for you
sometimes
to get lost in.
Sometimes it gets stuck in another chamber, and you really have to push
so
the pee out.
So are you saying whenever you just take your pants down and look down, you start crying? Is that what happens to you?
For all the meat plastic.
Comes back from the bathroom in tears.
I always find that if I'm sharing a toothbrush with a woman, it means things are getting serious.
Seriously,
you see, I think I could be married to someone for...
No, he agrees.
I could be married to someone for 20 years.
David.
Wait. David, he's nodding with me. He agrees. When you share David? Yeah, when you share that toothbrush, it means we're on to a whole new level.
As opposed to like me going to Drew's house and using his toothbrush. Like, what are you doing?
We will never be on that level.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did you need a sign to let you know that when you're using someone's toothbrush, you're not at a normal level?
No, when a girl says, you know, you can use my toothbrush, I know this is something that's special.
You know, Vic, what happens is the women you're dating don't know that you've been using their toothbrush because you think it's more serious than it is.
No. But you know what it is? I don't have this problem when they have no teeth.
Which is probably 99% of the girls.
It goes back to the bulimic women.
Exactly. You're back to the bulimia.
You know, when you start sharing dentures, that's when you know it's serious.
Back in Africa, we don't even have toothbrushes.
Vic said he's been dating a girl for 2 weeks. He goes, it's getting so serious. Pretty soon, I'm going to let her know I'm using her toothbrush.
No, honestly, when a girl says, you can use my toothbrush, I mean, she's really into me. And it means that we're sharing germs and stuff, and like, this is real.
Let me ask you something. One day when you lose your teeth and you're with your woman and she's lost her teeth too, will you share dentures too?
Well,
would you like find that hot?
Well, Marie, the truth is I will never lose my teeth.
Why is that?
Because I take pride in my teeth.
You use filthy toothbrushes from chicks all over the country.
He exercises his teeth.
Chicks all over the country.
Can I just tell you something? When a girl's hot, I would do anything. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
my
we're
primal
not getting into this conversation again.
When you get old, you're going to be gumming on some chicken neck vagina.
All right. We're going to move on. I think we've helped these people as much as we can. This one comes in Roger in Culver City. He wrote into the website.
Again, Roger?
Roger.
He calls, doesn't he write in us all the time? He's a big fan, Roger.
Roger is a big fan.
Yeah.
But I think this is a different Roger, because this Roger wrote, "My wife's sister is deaf. She and my wife often communicate using sign language.
Oh, boy.
I really get the feeling they're talking about me, but I don't sign, so I can't be sure. It makes me paranoid. But the two of them are always laughing and looking my way when they sign back and forth. Am I being overly paranoid?"
You know what this sounds like when I go get a pedicure? Those Vietnamese chicks are laughing at me.
Are you going to do another racist voice again, Marie?
That's awesome.
I'm not going to, but I did ask them one day. Like, they were just like chatting and laughing and looking at me and kind of pointing too. And I was just like, what's so funny? Wait. What's so funny? Oh my God, that's funny. What is it?
I thought the way all these questions are on this show is that you know, my wife, should I fuck them both? Like, every question we have is always about should sex. I fuck them or not fuck them?
But this is different.
This is refreshing. I like this.
Here's my advice. As a guy who's been married before, if your wife's sister is deaf, you married the wrong sister.
Now, do they make Rosetta Stone for deaf people? For sign? Like, is that Rosetta Stone? Do they
have that? Ken
August.
Too much?
Can he get away with that?
You know what? Ken
I didn't do it in a deaf Asian voice. That's key.
Ken actually took a different thing. It's Rosetta Stoned. He's on it all the time.
Do you think he's being paranoid? I don't think you're being paranoid. The fact is, yes, they are probably talking about you.
Yes.
I think Roger, listen to me. Roger,
we're talking about Roger.
I'm going to tell you something, Roger. First of all, I think you need to lose weight. Okay? Because you sound like a big, to me, and I'm going to be rude or anything, but you sound very overweight and insecure.
You should recommend bulimia.
What I recommend is take care of yourself, hit a gym, and don't be so worried about what the ladies are doing with their hands, okay? Go out, have some fun with your friends. Stop being so paranoid. I mean, the guy sounds very insecure. Roger?
I don't know. I think these people are the same exact Vietnamese people that are making fun of Marie.
Also, what I would try and do, and I don't advise this, but try and fuck the wife, the other one. She can't talk.
Why don't you just tell her to cut off her fingers and then she can't even like tell her about it.
Fuck her and step on her hands.
Watch a porn movie with Marie and have her sit on her hands.
Holy shit, episode 48, that's his best advice ever. Fuck her and step on her hands.
Put that in the archives. David agrees.
You should put that on a business card, dude. That's nice.
Dude, you're into that, right?
Oh my God. I used to do it. I didn't know it was a system. That's
you
nice.
Guys would be really bored. You wouldn't have anything to talk about if we stopped talking to you.
That's not true.
Just not with your hand.
I love quiet women. I really do.
Dead and quiet are two different things.
He likes them cold and quiet.
You like them with chalk around their body?
He likes it when their brain is in a separate bag labeled brain.
You know, if that were available and legal, I would consider playing with it.
You could take out legal and you would still consider playing with it.
You know, if certain things were legal, like having sex with cadavers, we'd all be doing it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We've hit a new low.
I think so. Sure.
I mean, we'd all try it once.
Vic is always like, we would all be doing it. Think about this.
No, he did that when
my mother was here. And my mother's like, I wouldn't do that.
We would try. I mean, I'm the only one who's honest.
But
did you just say my mother was a liar? Is that what you just did?
He implied it.
David, do you agree if having sex with a cadaver was legal, you would do it once, right?
No.
I think Vic is telling the truth because he's sweating right now.
I'm hot.
All right, well, we got a couple more questions we got to get to. So we're going to have to move on. And plus, I think Vic's advice for that person was the best.
I agree.
Sex with her and step on her hands. Yeah. Okay, this one.
That was nice.
This one. Okay, speaking of cadavers, this one comes from Raina in West Covina. Raina wrote in, "My husband's family is all about planning ahead and reserving grave sites. I prefer the idea of cremation. What's the best way to go, pardon the pun? Is one better for the environment?"
What?
You know my theory on this.
What?
I don't like cremation, and this is true, actually. This is fucked up because I'm not that normal, but I don't like cremation because there's no reason to burn me. I certainly don't want to be trapped in a box. So I want you to put me out like I'm having a picnic. Just put me on a fucking chair and let whatever happens.
Yeah, I want to be a lawn ornament.
If you do that, there is a 90% chance Vic has sex with you.
No, you know what?
Your dog will come back with the rest of me. But.
Vic Cohen has been known to fuck an urn.
and a chicken cutlet.
Chicken cutlet, you're right.
Yeah, I think you're in jeopardy indeed.
Yeah, don't burn me so I can still be flappy enough for Vic.
Or put you in glass like they do the popes at the Vatican.
Well, wait a minute. That's you're not helping. Reyna is asking a legitimate question. What do you think is the best one? Now, Reyna, I have my own theory. Like I always said, I think being good for the environment, for me, it's going to be a wood chipper in the backyard.
Oh, my
nice.
God.
Wow.
You could do what Keith Richards did. He snorted his dad.
Whoa.
He did. They burned
a little
him
bit of
him.
It. It's not he, not the whole
just
bag.
He snorted an acceptable amount of dad.
I think he just,
only one line. One line of dad.
Yeah,
one
he
line.
Just confused his stash. You know, he's like, oh, shit, that was my dad.
I don't even know why they're writing this question to us. We're not family death planners.
No, well, you're right.
Bad advice. We take. What did you miss the part in the beginning where it said we will take questions on any subject
I mean,
at all?
But seriously, like, you want us to know whether the guy should be buried or burned? I
there's
mean,
no question.
That's what we're talking about. Go fucking cost his tier of rabbi.
Hey, there's no question you are qualified to answer, so let this man ask the question.
Yeah.
It depends on your ethnicity. I'm Mexican, so I'm going to be cremated. But
oh,
since,
really? Is that a Mexican thing?
Because then, since I'm Mexican, I'm going to be refried.
Oh, no.
What do they do in Trinidad?
Corn.
What do they do in Trinidad?
In Trinidad, they just put you out to the ocean.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
fish food?
They just send you out?
Yeah, do they put you in a box or just float you right out there?
Do they wait for you to die first?
What does the water look like in Trinidad? I don't think I want to freaking swim there.
And then fish eat you. Is that what happens?
What's that?
Fish just eat it?
And then fish, yeah, you're good for the environment.
Ugh, I hate death.
Dude, that's like
I like that.
Vic has no idea how to fuck death right now.
I hate death. I don't even like thinking about it.
That's LA River.
How can Vic fuck a Trinidadian in the middle of the ocean? How can he?
First of all, I'm not into cadavers. I'm saying if it were legal.
Then you'd be into
it. In Trinidad, it's legal. You could just swim out and just do it. Hit
everyone
it.
Would try it once.
I think I'm going to give this one the law. I think that's a fine idea. Now, Raina's in West Covina, so she's just going to have to go to like the LA River.
Oh, but, the Hudson.
I don't know. What's this lady's name?
Reyna.
I don't know. Just play paper, rocks, or scissors with a friend and just decide that way. I mean,
we're trying to figure out what's organic, what's good for the environment. I mean, it's your loved one. The truth
is,
idiot.
Well, Rawls is the best answer. You just set them out, sharks eat you, and then we go to Red Lobster later on and eat them.
The truth is, we as
the cycle of life.
Rain, death picnic.
If you're really worried, Rain, about the environment, kill yourself. Because we are the destroyers of the environment. So to fucking kill yourself right now.
You are a miserable bastard.
Wow.
You are a miserable bastard.
It will be good for the environment.
We will have no callers because every caller we have tells to kill themselves.
I know. They're
and she's
give
so
you
worried about the environment.
Wait, she didn't say anything about the environment, did she?
Why didn't
she
just blame the economy, Vic?
Was it the economy?
It was about the economy.
He hates talking about death, and every time he answers, I want to kill myself.
All right, well, we'll move on to the next question. This one is from Stuart in Long Beach. And Vic, if you hate this guy, you are not allowed to answer. Okay. Stuart in Long Beach wrote in and said, like most guys, I often wake up with a hard-on. Recently, I woke up and my cat was playing with it.
No, Vic, you can chew on that.
It says, Stella is declawed, so it didn't hurt and there was no danger of injury. At first, I just found it amusing, but after a while, it started to feel good and it actually turned me on. Is it wrong if we're both just having fun?
All right, one of my cats, I have two cats. One of my cats gets on me on my lap. He does the kneading with his claws, jumps down, starts licking his little hard penis. He does that.
Nice. Really?
So he's gay. Well, am I gay? But he's gay.
Well you're definitely gay.
You're gay for posting video of it.
What's the name of this person? I don't want to Vic out here, but what's the name
Stuart.
Of this person?
Stuart.
Because I want to word this. I want to word this very carefully. Stuart, you're a cat rapist.
Well, technically the cat's raping
No, the cat is raping him.
Yeah.
It's basically a cat. My cat rapes me all the time. She climbs up on top
of
me.
Really, Marie? Another one? I've done this?
So I have three cats in my ass. I don't know what happened.
For raping me, like on my chest.
That's
like,
not a cat. One of those cats is Vic.
your cat is craving coffee.
Do you shapeshift and come into my house?
It's a shapeshift. It just takes the hat
Wait,
off.
How is a cat raping you?
Because she's on my chest and she's just like, me, 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 and then like drool is coming from her mouth and I'm just like.
Wait, her? So it's a lesbian rape?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's I think.
So that's okay.
You know, wait a minute. It's like a cat playing with string.
No. Here's the thing. Replace cat.
Throbbing string.
Replace cat with, hey, I woke up this morning and my 2-year-old was pawing at my penis. No, not a good move.
Whatever
cat
rapes. So you would stop that?
Well, it depends. Not, my kid, yes.
What's this guy's name?
Stuart.
Stuart, let me tell you something right now. Okay.
Look at this.
First of all, You better make sure that you don't ever send your phone number or get your ugly face around this building, because I will.
What did I just tell you about not hating our callers?
I will report you to PETA so fast because this isn't right.
PETA started it.
Hold on. He didn't entice the cat. Yeah. All the cat was doing was playing a little slap and tickle. Hold on.
Yeah, well, he's going to report to PETA. PETA is for the people for the erotic treatment of animals.
let me give two things here. One is that I'm pretty sure if the cat was dead, you would still fuck it. Based on your earlier theory.
It looks just like chicken.
The cat was not stroking up and down. The cat was just...
Yeah, and I'm not sure the cat was flirting with me first is really a great answer either.
The cat shouldn't have been dressed like that.
The cat had it coming. There's a pussy joke that none of us have done, which is great.
No, he stopped the cat before it got to that point.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't... You know, it sounds intriguing.
You've just gone from hating this guy to, wait a minute, I might try this.
I give him, you know what I give him credit for, actually? What's his name?
Him or the cat?
The guy. What's his name?
Stuart. I like the cat's name.
His name is Happy.
Stuart, the cat's name is Stella. Stuart, do you want to address Stella?
No, you know what I'm...
Stella!
Stuart, I'm very impressed with you. Stuart, I'm very impressed with you because you're being honest.
Stella is...
Stuart.
Oh.
Yeah. Stuart's being honest, and it takes a brave man to talk about, you know, fucking a cat and asking for advice.
The Fancy Feast cat is pretty sexy.
I think my cat's more of a rapist than that cat because my cat keeps jumping on me and, like, attacking my chest. It's really just too much.
My dog has tried to lick down there.
What?
I stopped
her. Hold on. Trying and you putting your dick in your dog's face are two separate fucking things.
No, like I woke up one morning and I said, whoa, don't do that.
Was there not peanut butter anymore on the table when I got there?
Was it exposed? And the dog was licking it?
Yeah. Well, he
your
just finished fucking the dog.
The girl the night
this
before.
Sounds suspicious to me.
No.
Wait, you were with the girl the night before, so Parker was trying to lick off the girl off your dick.
No, this
the dog's not gay.
Seriously, that was Fancy Feast.
Yeah. I remember Drew coming out of the room and saying I was 69ing with the dog, and it seemed weird. I remember when he came out saying
did you let the dog lick the...
No!
Would you let me?
Oh! Wow!
All right, next question. We got time for one more.
That was a joke, I swear.
Uh-huh. This one, yeah. I hope we can help this guy because I can't. It says, how do you know if you have hemorrhoids? What are they exactly? My ass has been really itchy lately, but I don't like going to a doctor. Not to mention it's embarrassing.
Google
any help here? Simon.
Google
I think it looks like baboon butt. Like they explode.
What is a hemorrhoid? Because I don't know.
What does a baboon butt look like?
Does anyone know?
They flare up. It's just like
what flares up?
The butt flares up.
By the rectum.
The cheeks?
Does it have hands?
Yeah, the baboons.
Does it ass? I don't understand what you're doing. Up.
It just looks like
that's
a red,
true.
Sore bubble.
This guy, you know what? Go to Google and click on
it. So Beyonce has hemorrhoids?
We only have a minute here, guys. Does anyone know what a hemorrhoid is?
Here's what you do. You take coffee, you stick it up your ass, and that cures the hemorrhoids.
I think if you're dragging your ass on the carpet like the dog, I think
that's worms. That's different.
Popping wheelies on the carpet.
So nobody knows what a hemorrhoid is.
Yeah, it's like a blood vessel that's enlarged, and the guy should go see a doctor.
Vic, what does it taste like?
I heard you have to squeeze it.
Tastes like Del Taco.
I have medical advice.
Real quick, then we gotta wrap it up.
A mother told me that she got these and she had to squeeze them real hard and then they retract and go back in.
Because they're scared?
No, because you just squeeze the life out of them.
Right, you gotta scare a hemorrhoids and walk by and somebody go, boom!
I suppose you could also try and treat it like a tick and just put a lit match to it. But we're not really doctors. So anyway, we're gonna wrap this up. I wanna thank all my guests, Sal Rodriguez, Raul D, Marie Del Preti, Vic Cohen, and Kenneth August. We will see you next week.
We gotta thank our
stars. We got our new intern, Dave, in the booth. I want to thank everybody. Make sure you catch us live at Flappers in Burbank on November 7th, 10 p.m. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night. Maniacs. Maniacs.